Okay, so welcome to the show, and it's been a while since I recorded a podcast. It's about, I don't know, over a month or so. I don't know. It's been a while. I haven't really, really kept up with it, to be honest. So it's been a while. So recorded last time, July 14th, I think, somewhere in there. So. So it's been a while since I recorded a podcast, it's been a while, it's been a hot summer. It's been a very hot summer. It's been like the, hottest summer in probably in years, as far as I know, this summer's temperature has been hotter than the last summer and then the other summers. It's been the hottest summer ever, But it's cooling down, off and on, whatever, but God, it's back to the hundreds. Hundreds, it's like the hottest summer in maybe in 20 years or whatever, so something like that. So, but it's been hot. It's been really hot. So, it's just been hot, basically. So, what else has been happening in the, the time of life, I should say. Summer's almost over, and, I'm actually happy that it's come to an end. It's like, I'm ready for fall. I'm over summer. Fuck you, summer. I want just coolness. I have enough with the heat. I'm over it, I'm looking forward to fall, and not just fall, but the football season. I'm actually looking forward for a very long season, and getting ready for the new football season. So the Rams and the Bills are gonna kick it off on next Thursday, week from tomorrow night. So that's going to be something. I think the Bills are the favorite to win that, but I'm picking the Rams for some reason. I don't know. I think the Rams always do well. They always find ways. Like, the Cowboys, they don't seem to get the job done. It's like, every time they go to the playoffs, they always, screw up on something, on some play or some whatever, And, it's like that last year playoff game against the 49ers, it was too late to snap the ball, and the clock was over. Timeout or whatever. It was done, Not really timeout, but, the clock was, done. Done ticking. So, I think it's just the weather's kind of affecting my thinking a little bit, but I don't know. But anyways, the Cowboys, every time they go to the playoffs, they always lose up. They always fuck up on something. They always fuck up on some play. Like, if they play the Packers, they'll end up losing. If they play the 49ers, they'll end up losing, They always seems like they never get the job done in the postseason, We'll see how they do, I'm not, some huge Cowboys fan, and, I've never been a huge Dallas fan, to be quite honestly. It's like they're saying, oh, the Eagles are gonna take the NFC East. No, I'm not buying it. I think the Cowboys have better rosters. I think they're a better team. But when it comes to the postseason, they always want to fuck up on something. They always want to screw up on some play around the end of the fourth quarter, or the late fourth quarter, whatever it is. You know, they always screw up. But it's like I was thinking about, like, you know, like the Cowboys, like they're called America's teams. Like, they're not really called America's team. They're more like America's not winning team, basically. The Rams should be called America's team. The Rams always, they find ways to get the job done, and they did it last year. You know, the Rams got the job done. The Packers couldn't get the job done. The Steelers, you name it. Like the Rams should be called America's team, not the Cowboys. The Rams. They got Matt Stafford. They got Cooper Kupp. They got all those guys, and it just seemed like they're set, and they could. You know, there's a chance they may go back to the Super Bowl and repeat like the Patriots did, you know, back in that 03 and 04 years. So, very well could. So, I mean, I don't picture me as, like, the favorite Super Bowl favorite to win, but who knows, you know. But I kind of thought it would be the Bucks or the Packers last year, but it wasn't the case. So, you know, I mean, just, you know, I don't know. But the Rams should be called America's team, not the Cowboys. They don't seem to get the job done, you know. They don't get the job done for some reason. Just kind of, when they go to the postseason, something always screws up for them. Always. And I don't know. Something's always up with Dallas, you know. So, you know, I don't know. So, you know, that's that, but, you know, I'm ready for football season. I think you are as well if you're a football fan as I am. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready for a new season. I'm ready for something. I'm ready for a lot of excitement. You know, just I'm just ready for a new season, and, you know, it's going to be a very long one. And I'm prepared for a very long season. I didn't really prepare last season. I kind of thought it was like a normal regular season. No, it was very long. It was long. It was like, I feel like last season was one of the longest seasons probably in ever. So, you know, it was one of the longest seasons ever. So, it just seemed like it was this last for a long time with each week. So, you know. So I'm preparing it this time than I did the last year, so, you know, it's what it is, and I'm looking forward to it. I really am, so I'm looking forward to every Sunday, and Amazon Prime as well. I'm actually looking forward to that. I didn't really watch that game against the 49ers and Texans game. I didn't get to watch that, and I wasn't really hooked up to it yet with the Amazon account, but I'm trying to get the NFL Plus app, but, you know, but I'll be watching it. I'll be watching all those games, you know, so. It's going to be something, you know. I look at all those games, like, you know, like, I don't know, it was a while ago, whatever. I look at all those games, and they're all pretty good. They're all tough games. They're all tough. They're very tough games, and you know. It's something that, you know, about football just excites you about. It's just good teams, good games, you know. I don't know, but you know, I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, whoever makes it to the Super Bowl, I mean, that's a long ways. Whoever makes it to Arizona to play, it could be the Cardinals. It's unlikely, but who knows? I don't really see them to be good this year. I don't. I like the Packers this year. I like the Bucks this year. I like the Rams this year. The Niners, I think they'll make it, but I think they'll have struggles with Trey Lance. And it's his second year. It's like, I don't understand why they signed Garoppolo as a backup. I don't understand that. It's like, so, you're getting ready to trade him, and all of a sudden you're going to sign him as a backup, and he took his role, and he almost took another one. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand the Niners situation. I do not understand it. That's the part just kind of makes me like, that don't make any sense. It's like saying I'm going to put Aaron Rodgers as a backup and put Jordan Love as the starting quarterback. It's like, It doesn't make any sense, and I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, I understand why the Niners want to move on from it or whatever, but they're going to keep him as a backup. I don't understand why. I don't think Trey Lance is ready yet. I just don't think he's ready. You know? He's young. You know? So, we'll see how he does this year. So, maybe he'll do well, maybe he won't. I don't know. So, you know, he's not going to be the next, you know, Mahomes, whatever, so probably not, but who knows? So, time will tell, you know, time will tell when that comes. So, you know, it's like if I, own a football team and if I was like, you know, general manager or whatever, I would do better than the Niners that come to that situation. I just don't like how they just put Garoppolo as the backup. I don't like that. I don't understand that. It's like, it doesn't make any sense to me. There's something up with that. Garoppolo seems like a, you know, nice guy, just wants to have fun, and, you know, he knows how to win big games, you know. He does, but put him as a backup? I don't understand there. Just, I don't get it, so I don't get their thinking. I don't understand it. I really don't. So it's hard to say, you know where it's gonna go and whatever, and you know, whatever you want to, how you want to do it, if you're a general manager or owner or whatever it is. So I don't know, but you know, I'm just you know, speaking of my thoughts. So you know, and another football question. Well, not really a question, but like another football topic, I should say. It's like I've been hearing about, like, you know, like Tom Brady, like, decided to take a, you know, a 10-day vacation from a personal stuff, and I hear him went to the Bahamas. It's like, I think myself, is that personal? I mean, a little bit, but I don't know. It's like, there's something up. I don't really like how the Bucs season handles. Like, it's like, Brady decided to retire, then unretire, then Bruce Arians decides to step out as a head coach, and then Brady takes a 10-day vacation. It's like, there's something up with that. It tells me that there's something up. There's something, like, not right, you know? And I'm a Tom Brady fan, you know? You know? I mean, I would get a jersey if, you know, of, you know, number 12, you know, I would, you know, I mean, could he win his 8th Super Bowl? He, very well could be, it could, so, you know, we'll see, you know, I mean, Tom Brady's the GOAT, he always will be the GOAT, and whatever he does, he'll do great, but the part that he took a, you know, a 10-day vacation, I don't like that. There's just something up about that, and there's rumors about he made, he was gonna, you know, on the Masked Singer, and it's like, I don't buy that. I don't. You know, he's on vacation with his family. You know, I don't buy that, and, you know, so, you know, just, you know, I mean, I don't know, it's just a weird off-season for the Bucks, let's just say. So, it's been weird, so, I don't mean, like, to be negative in some degree or whatever, but it's like, I don't like how that kind of handled, or how the Bucks seasons, or whatever you want to call it, basically. So, it's just weird, in my opinion. So, I don't know about you, but, you know. But, you know, I just wanted to point some thoughts out, you know. Some things out, you know. I don't know. Not as well, because it's been thinking about it. Alright, so, move on to the next, topic. God, my nose has been running off and on for some reason. I think it's just pollen shit. So, I don't know. I've been taking cold showers, and they help a lot. I mean, it's like every time I take a cold shower, I feel great about myself. I think better. I make better decisions. It makes me have better days, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's like, it's just what's helping me with my anxiety, mainly, not so much my depression. I mean, I had some depression, you know. It's like, you've been hearing these stories about, like, cold showers, meditation, and beyond, and et cetera, you know. And cold showers wake you up. Just wake you up just like that. So, just wake you up, you know. And they're healthy food. They're healthy, you know. I mean, I'll have oatmeal and coffee or whatever and something healthy. It's like, try to get away from the sugar as best as I can, you know. I don't want to drink too much soda. I just don't want to get zits. I'm focusing on more, like, the healthy stuff. You know, I mean, I eat, like, burgers and whatever. But, I mean, I'm so young and I haven't really fully grown yet, but, you know, but I'm gonna eat, eating healthier and, you know, having healthier stuff in the morning, basically. Gonna have a fresh start, you know, trying to help my mind in the right direction. To, you know, just, I just been focused on my, mental health, and I have my days, and there's some days better than others, and, you know, I wasn't really planning on talking about it. I just kind of just talk about, I don't know, stuff. I haven't really been, you know, able to talk about it lately, whatever. Just, I don't know, I've just been focused on that and other stuff as well, you know. So, you know, just stuff, just try to focus on and getting better. That's the goal. I believe in healing. I believe that healing is the key to have a great mind, in my opinion. I believe in healing. I just do. I believe in healing. I believe in a healing mind. It's just to beat that, you know, that, like, demon, you know, voices, you know, in my head. Just stuff, basically. So, like, this, just, like, my, you know, like, my mental health, then it was just, you know, it's just, like, it was just, like, not a good spot, you know. It's like, I've always been in a dark place for quite some time, and, you know, it's just, I've been dealing with this shit for quite some time, and I'm trying to, like, to do better. There's things I'm handling better than others, you know. There's some things I wish, like, alright, it's like, I should not do that, I need to handle this better. It's like, alright, enough, you know, do something, you know. I'm like a coach, like, you gotta be, kind of be, like, strict with yourself, like, alright, like, you need to stop doing this, stop, you're doing better on this, and you will do better on this, you know. That's what I tell myself, you know, when I take those cold showers. You're gonna do better. And there's some things you need to do better, but you're handling things, and, you know, you're doing a lot better, you know? So, I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time, and I'm listening to self-podcasts to you know, help me get the tools to manage, and, you know, I've been listening to this guy, Dr., what's his name, Andrew Himmerman. I've been listening, like, every Monday, and the guy's very interesting. He's very, inspiring, you know, in a way, you know. He's very interesting guy about the mental health, the physical health, what to know about your health and everything else, and sleep, food, whatever, you know. And, he's one of the top podcasters on Spotify as I speak, and, you know, he's up there, you know. Very interesting guy. I enjoy his podcasts. I do. He's very informative guy. Just, you know, he has, like, doctors he invites on his podcast about, you know, I don't know, about stuff about mental health and whatnot. So, you know, and it's just stuff you can think about, basically, about health, you know. And if you know what I'm talking about, then yeah. So if you haven't really listened to his podcast, whatever, go listen. It's gonna change your mind. It's gonna change what you think. And, trust me, go listen to that guy. He's something else. He's a fascinating guy to listen to. Comes with those tools. So it comes to health. For everyday lives. you know, for our lives to, you know, to go through these things. And I've been listening to, like, self, you know, help podcasts. Like, I've been listening to a couple podcasts for quite some time. Like, there's a guy named, Ed Milet. He's a, you know, he's a, self-help, motivator, businessman, and he, like, writes all these people, and he coaches these guys, and everyone as well, and he's, like, he's so inspiring. Like, if you listen to his podcasts, he's, like, he always tells us, guys, so good, very good. It's just, like, this, like, inspiring something, and it's, like, this good feeling about, like, podcasts to listen to. It's just so inspiring, and it's so good. It's, like, you know, it's just so good, you know. There's other podcasts I listen to, not just self-help, but things to try to just take my mind off things, you know, just to help me, you know, get in the right, direction. And I wish we were taught this when we were younger about tools and how to manage our stress and our, how we do things. I wish we could have done better years ago. I wish we just, you know, handled our stress levels better. I wish we could have done that, you know, years ago. All this stuff was teach in my younger years. I wish I'd have known this. I've been dealing with mental health issues for quite some time, you know? It's like, I wish we were taught this way when we were younger. I just wish we were, but we're not. We're not taught. Like, it's like, we just don't know what to do, and it's like, oh, panic. No. It's like, you gotta listen to people who actually know what they're talking about and actually help each other, basically, you know? It's called teamwork, basically, so it's like, it's just like, we don't really have the tools to teach each other and how to pair and whatever, you know, if it's, you know, self-help, economy, whatever it is, you know, about things we should know about, how to manage, and just tools about we should be thinking how to manage and how to take care of our health and our body, basically. So, you know, it's just, you know, something that's very inspiring, you know. What else? I always wanted to talk about Better Call Saul, but I've been busy on just focus on my projects about stuff I've been working on. But speaking of something I watched recently, it was over Better Call Saul, of course, and I watched, like, those final episodes, and that, like, one episode, the, like, perfect ending, it's kind of, like, it almost made me cry. It was just sad. I was sad, I was like, no more episodes? I'm like, I was sad and happy, and just happy and sad at the same time about the show. It's like, I was just sad. I think about that show, it's like the most thoughtful show, probably more than any show and you probably watch, you know. It's like, Better Call Saul is probably the most thoughtful show of all time. The writing is so good, you know, where Saul goes afterwards and turns into Gene, and, you know, it was James, but they call him Jimmy, and then became Saul, you know, from a long story, you know, from family issues and, you know, stuff like that, basically. So, you know, so it was the most thoughtful show, and I was just like, when that show ended, it's just like, I thought to myself, God, no more episodes. I was actually sad, just for a little while. It's like, that show's ending. It's like, I can't believe it's done. And I hear about rumors like they're not gonna make it. Like, you know, I think they're gonna make another show, but I don't think they're gonna make a show like Breaking Bad. I think it's gonna be a kind of relate to like Better Call Saul, like how some of the characters, where they, how did they start, what, you know, where was their start then, you know. I think there are maybe some rumors out, never say never, you know. I don't know, you read stuff about things and not this and this, but I think they're gonna do another Better Call Saul universe, or more like a Breaking Bad universe, but I think more like a Better Call Saul universe, I should say. You know, But yeah, it's just, I was just sad, you know. I was sad when that show just ended, just like that. It was perfect, but happy and sad at the same time. So, you know, you didn't expect some scenes like I knew that like Walter White and Jesse Pinkman were gonna be back, but some of those scenes actually really hit me. It's like, whoa. Whoa. Like, they're actually there, and then Jesse Pinkman, spoiler, by the way, if you haven't seen it, fast forward. If not, then, you know, if you've seen it, then yeah. You probably know what I'm about to talk, to say, or whatever, but like, Jesse, like, the first time when Jesse met Kim, that really hit me. Like, he was smoking, and they just talk for, you know, for a minute or so, and Jesse asked about if this Goodman guy any good, and Kim goes, he was, and she walked away, like, in this depressing feeling she had. So that was it, you know. It was just weird, just like this, this like feeling, and you know, it was actually nice to see those characters back in the show again. And, you know, I mean, I knew they were going to come back, like, for a cameo, basically, you know, and they did, so, you know, it was something, so, you know, so, you know, it's just, that's how it goes, and it ends. So, I think they're gonna do another series like that down the road. I don't think now, but I think down the road, 3 or 4 years from now, I think they're gonna do something, a show like Better Call Saul, kind of relate to it, but, you know, but we'll see how it goes, where it goes, you know. What else? Let's see, what else I want to get into. I don't know. Trying to think. I never really got to talk about the Top Gun movie. I mean, that movie was something else, you know? I mean, that was like the number one movie in quite some time. So probably since, I don't know, since the Titanic, I believe, you know. I mean, that movie with Tom Cruise, he did a excellent job, you know. I mean, they made that movie like, I don't know, about 4 years ago, and it was supposed to come out like 2020, and then it was supposed to do the COVID or whatever, you know. And then they bring it back, and there was, you know, one movie every week, more than any movie in the theater, to be honest, you know. And I don't think there's going to be a movie like that until The Rock comes out with his Black Adam movie. So, in October sometime. So, I'm sure that's going to be number one. Whatever The Rock does, it's going to be number one. You know, that guy always brings something. You know? Always brings something. It's always big, whatever it does, you know? So. Sorry, I think the weather's kind of affecting my thinking a little bit. Ugh, sorry about that. But, you know, I don't know. You know, just try to, you know, just take one day at a time and you just move forward. That's pretty much how it goes, you know? So, you know, so, just, I don't know. So, I was gonna say, I don't know, just, I haven't really done a podcast well, I've just kind of just been focused on my own personal stuff, I'm not gonna say, there's just some things you gotta put aside, and you gotta just put certain things aside, you just gotta just take a break, you know. He's got to say, all right, I'm just going to take a break and just focus on what you need to focus on, you know. And not, you know, worry about what the people think of it or whatever it is. And it's like, who cares? Like, really, who cares? You know, so you gotta just take your time and be patient. It's gotta do, you know, and that's what I'm doing. So, you know. Just, I don't know. This thing's, you know, we all go through in life, and, you know, life's like a books of chapters. If you really think about it, a quote from Kevin Hart, actually. You know, and I actually like that quote, actually. It's so true what he says. It's so true. Life is like a book of chapters. He's right. He's so right on there, you know. So, you know. But that's a quote he said that I saw on YouTube recently. It was a while back or whatever. So, you know, I mean, life takes its turns and chapters, and we all go through things and ups and downs, and, you know. Just stuff, you know, so. Anyways, I think that'll do it. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. That'll do it, so. Alright, so take care. If you're, new to the pod, my name is Matt Reynolds, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.